Roy Basnett on City Talk 105.9.
Well, my first guest this morning is Karen Easton. Karen is the webmaster of paranormality.com. She joins me on the phone to discuss this subject right now. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning, Roy.
Right then, Karen, we've got a very serious subject here. It's, some people will have heard of it, some people won't. Spontaneous human combustion. Tell us a little bit about it, if you would, please, Karen.
Right, yes. Well, some of the images, for people who haven't seen them, there are images posted on the internet that are actually quite shocking. And to wrap it up in a nutshell, spontaneous human combustion is basically where a person is generally sitting and seem for no apparent reason to have just burst into flames. Now, the strange thing about it is that it takes an enormous amount of heat to actually get a human body to burn.
Right.
But in the case of spontaneous human combustion, a body is literally reduced to ashes, and you often see images with just the feet that are left. Yet, around in the surroundings just aren't touched.
So it's almost if somebody was sat in an armchair, for example, the body would be a charred mess, and the upholstery wouldn't be burnt.
That's correct.
That is bizarre.
I mean, obviously, if they're sat in a chair, you might find that the chair would be burned, but things like the rugs that are surrounding or, sort of furniture around, it just would not be touched. And this is really unusual because the kind of temperatures that we're talking about to actually reduce the human body to ash, you know, are usually in excess of 500 degrees C.
Wow.
And that, you know, generally should cause the whole house to ignite.
Yeah.
But in cases of spontaneous human combustion, it just never seems to.
How many cases of spontaneous human combustion are you aware of?
I know of a few. There's three that predominantly stick out in my mind. I think in my line of research, I've probably come across six in total. But the three most famous cases that I can think of was an elderly lady called Mary Reza. There was another lady called Jeannie Lucine Saffron, and another one called Henry Thomas. They're the most famous cases.
Right, okay. Is there a common denominator?
Yes, it does usually seem to be elderly ladies for some reason. The kind of hypothesis surrounding it is that these people are elderly, they'll sit down in a chair, and then, they'll maybe have a cigarette, the cigarette ash will drop on them, and then the body will start to burn. However, having said that, the case of Jeannie Lucille Saffron, who was 61, her father actually saw her burst into flames from the corner of his eye.
Wow.
And, it must have been absolutely horrendous.
Mm.
And she only burned for a matter of minutes because obviously her father and son-in-law were desperately trying to put out the flames. And she didn't have a cigarette. And obviously there were eyewitnesses there, so that kind of flies in the face of the hot ash and
right.
Cigarette theory.
Do scientists have a plausible explanation for why this might happen?
Yes, they do. In 1998, there was a chap called John DeHaan, who conducted an experiment for the television program QED.
Yeah.
And basically what they did was they took a pig, because apparently a pig's makeup is very similar to our own in terms of fat
yes.
content.
Yeah.
They wrapped this pig in a blanket and stuck it in surroundings, you know, full of objects to see whether or not sort of these objects would burn. The pig was then set on fire. They did actually use an accelerant. They poured petrol onto the blanket that the pig was wrapped in, and basically they just left the pig to burn. And the results of the results were that basically the body of the pig was reduced pretty much to ash, but the surrounding objects remained intact, which is very similar to the cases of spontaneous human combustion. They actually dubbed the experiment, the findings of the experiment, the wick effect or the candle effect. Hmm. And what they believe is that the clothes or the blanket of the pig, which would, of course, be clothes in a human victim, soaks up the fat of the body, and it actually acts like an inside-out candle, if you like.
Right.
So the clothes soaked in the human fat from the burning becomes the wick of the candle.
Mm. Wow. It's City Talk 105.9, Beyond the Dark, our weekly look at the world of the paranormal and unexplained, and we're talking about spontaneous human combustion. Karen, what made you want to go down the route of investigating this kind of phenomena?
Right, well, it actually takes me back to my teenage years. And I bumped into a publication called The Unexplained One, which was a series.
I remember it.
Yeah, a magazine series. And I remember as a teenager opening the book and actually seeing a picture of a charred corpse, and all that was left was a foot.
I remember watching reading the exact same magazine with that in it.
Yeah, and that really stuck in my mind. And of course, as I got older and decided to write a little bit about the paranormal for my website, paranormality.com, I decided to add the topic about spontaneous human combustion.
Mm. Obviously, we're going to have people listening to this, and they might be thinking, oh, my God, could this happen to me? We are talking rarity.
Oh, extremely rare. This is why, it's been documented so well, because it is such a rare occurrence. And to be honest, the sceptics would say, look, this particular phenomenon doesn't even exist. People don't just burst into flames. There has to be an external source of ignition. So I really don't want people thinking, oh no, I'm going to sit down and suddenly burst into flames, because this really isn't going to happen.
Mm. I can't understand why you would have sceptical people on this, because, I mean, there's plenty of evidence to support the case that this goes on.
Yes, that's right. But there are actually a hardcore of sceptics out there who really do sort of disagree with it. They say that basically a body would need an oxidizing agent, for example oxygen, they'd need fuel and a heat source in order to sort of combust. And what they argue is that basically the human body doesn't contain an oxidizing substance.
So what's their explanation for this then?
Well, they tend to just go back to the wick effect that we've just discussed, as in the human body. If there's for example, a cigarette that drops on the body, so it drops onto the chair ignites the body, and the wick effect takes over, which is where the fat of the human being.
You don't sound like you're completely convinced of this argument.
No, I'm not completely convinced.
So do you have an alternative theory then?
I think that it could be a natural phenomena, just something that hasn't yet been explained, because it's difficult to explain away cases like the one of Jeannie Lucille Saffron, the one that I've just mentioned, because her father actually caught her bursting into flames out of the corner of his eye. So that completely flies in the face of the wick effect. And also, there have actually been other theories put forward. For example, ball lightning. There was a report in the Journal of Meteorology that suggested that ball lightning, which is a phenomena in itself.
What is this? Ball lightning?
Ball lightning.
Right. Can you just expand on that a bit, please?
Yeah, sure. Ball lightning is like normal lightning, usually occurs during a thunderstorm. but it's where the lightning appears either as a tiny ball a few centimetres wide to maybe something slightly bigger, and instead of lightning as a flash, which basically disappears within seconds, ball lightning is said to be able to hang around for a lot longer.
Oh.
And although they have managed to, I think they've managed to recreate it in the laboratory, it's not yet understood whether ball lightning is the same phenomena outside of the laboratory as what's in the laboratory.
Mm.
So that's just a basic idea of ball lightning. But in the there was a report in the Journal of Meteorology that apparently one chap got out of his car, and all of a sudden, some ball lightning apparently started to come out of his stomach, and he was engulfed in a sort of electric light, if you like. So that has been one theory put forward.
Right. Mm. It's certainly a fascinating subject. And I don't find it hard to believe that the body is capable of this, because we know that within our anatomy, there's caustic chemicals that could do an unbelievable amount of damage, and there's meant to be heat generated within the body. So it is, you know, perhaps maybe for all the research that they've done, our physicians and what have you still don't fully understand the workings of the human anatomy.
Yes, that's right. I mean, indeed, one of the theories put forward is that bacteria causes methane, a build-up of methane, hydrogen and phosphine, which would, you know, be enough to sort of, yeah. you know, in large quantities, would be enough to set off an internal reaction.
Yeah.
And a lot of reports do actually say that the seat of the fire did start from the stomach of the victim.
Right, I see. What about some of the more wackier, if you like, and perhaps maybe that's not a fair term to use, or some of the more unusual suggestions as to what causes this? Have you come across anything on that?
Yeah, there's an absolutely great one that I absolutely love, and this is by a guy called Larry Arnold, and apparently he's come up with this theoretical particle called a pyrotron, and apparently this pyrotron is said to bombard into the human body, and it's when it hits the human body, it's a subatomic particle. Apparently, it sets off a chain reaction that generates sort of heat in the body, and boom, off you go.
Right.
So that's one of the, you know, sort of wilder theories.
Yeah.
But I think that one's generally sort of not sort of accepted as being too serious.
When was the last reported event of this?
The last one that I know of, I believe, was a woman in 1992 in Ireland. But I don't actually have all of the details of that. The last one that I actually looked into was in a chap called Henry Thomas in South Wales in 1980. And when he was found, there was just his feet and legs and his trouser legs that were left, which can't have been very nice.
Well, fascinating subject. Tell us a little bit about your website, if you would, please, Karen.
Yeah, sure. Paranormality is an encyclopedia-style website, and basically it's a massive A to Z of paranormal, supernatural and unusual phenomena. And it's basically www.paranormality.com, and that's paranormal with I-T-Y on the end, .com, paranormality.com.
Right.
And you'll find our thoughts on there. We do have a topic of spontaneous human combustion, but anything paranormal or different or unusual or odd that you might want to have a look at, do please take a look, because we've got loads on there.
Excellent. Well, Karen, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning on City Talk.
Oh, thanks ever so much. Thank you.
Roy Bassett, City Talk 105.9.